But Ankush, you know, if you look at the exchanges there, there was certainly plenty of shouting going back and forth with Democrats as well. So, I mean, what was the point for Democrats here? Is this about, you know, viral clips that they can post online as well?
Well, look, yeah, I mean, look, part of these hearings always have a performative element to them. Unfortunately, in this day and age, yeah, I think many members are focused on getting, you know, bites that they can post to their social media. But I kind of, you know, yeah, they were going back and forth with Democrats, but she wasn't answering their questions. And she was yelling at them, and she was trying to change the subject. She was filibustering, endless non sequiturs. So, like, this was her fault.
The point that she made a few times there is, why did you not ask these questions of Merrick Garland, who was the attorney general under Joe Biden? And that, again, is a point that the Trump administration and many of President Trump's allies have made, that Democrats are taking advantage of the Epstein files to try to detract from the administration. What do you make of that argument?
Yeah, it's the logic of a five-year-old. This administration came into office promising to release this material. They then spent all yet last year hemming, hawing, backtracking, undertaking really disgusting efforts to mislead the public, including spending 2 days with Ghislaine Maxwell as if she's not a monster. And so, you know, and then we had Pam Bondi with the binders and the client list is on my desk. I mean, they created this mess. So yes, there is an element of politics on the side of the Democrats, for sure. I was not a fan of this law. I didn't want it to pass, so don't get me wrong on that. But the state of affairs in our country right now is a function of the fact that the president, his vice president, his FBI director, and until recently, deputy FBI director, spent years spinning up these conspiracy theories. So it's kind of nuts for her, of all people, to like try to make this someone else's problem. She is the one who did multiple Fox interviews last year, hyping this up, the binders, more is coming, the client list, yada, yada, yada.